We did send in a motion to meet with ministers locally and go to the Taoiseach Tánaiste, the Department of Finance, Department of Transport. Now, I suppose all of them were getting into places and getting their jobs after the general election. So at our municipal meeting today, we've put forward just to inquire again and go to the actual the Minister for Finance and on Taoiseach and the Tánaiste to say, look at, we need to get sitting down with you around the table to see where we are. I do know since 2024 that topographical and hydrographical surveys have been undertaken by Murphy Geospatial. They're complete. Archaeological LIDAR assessments also are complete. So they're looking at funding for 2025 to progress. Now, one of the probably stipulations for it was that the Minister for Transport under Section 24 did say of the Roads Act 1983 funding would be for the allocation of progress the Tubbercurry and Charleston bypass elements of the scheme. So Murphy's were out on before Christmas doing all the surveys of it. So we need to meet above and all here and sit down. We're hearing about the N17 going on and going on and going on, and it's gone on 25 years and it doesn't seem to be getting any place. Now is the time to sit down, see where we're at. There is funding being allocated to it, and we need to progress the road and get moving on it.
And it felt like a part of the next steps is going to be trying to reach out and include council members from Mayo, trying to make it more parties and more counties involved. And it was expressed there as well in the chamber that this is the number one project for this municipal district, that this is so important for this area, and that is a drum you're going to continue to bang regardless.
Definitely, and since I've been elected, and even before that, I've been to all the meetings in relation to the N17, and yes, it is. It's the Ireland West Airport knock to Clooney, we'll say, from the Ireland West Airport. And like, we need to be connecting everything. We need to get our infrastructure right to bring people in, to bring jobs into Sligo. And for the safety of people as well, over the last few months, we've seen numerous accidents and, unfortunately, fatalities. And my heart goes out to the families that have suffered it. But we cannot sit back. As we said, there's different issues in every area and people looking to get different projects done. But our priority in this area, and along with our councillors in, we'll say, East Mayo, especially where the road is going through, is to sit down, all of us around the table, and say, we need to prioritise this and get moving on it. It's no good saying that we're doing this survey and that survey, and people are right and they're asking, where's the money going to? It's another survey and it's another survey. I understand where they're coming from. I was the same myself, but I do see these have to be done and have to be completed to tick every box so that it can progress on to the next stage. And it also means that when the boxes are ticked, more funding will be allocated to it.